Awesome, thank you.
Hi, my name is Lauren, I'm an addict. Thank you very much for asking me to share. I have been clean this time since the 18th of May 2017. Thank you. And I've been in and out of the room since 2011. And I've just recently moved here from South Africa about 3 months ago. And I still have my sponsor in South Africa, and I was speaking to her last night. And I was like, I'm feeling very disconnected. And I like to come into meetings and sit in the meetings and be very like inconspicuous. I don't like sharing. I don't like attention drawn to me. And she was like, maybe you need to get sponsees and like start sharing more. And like an hour later, someone asked me to share here. And that's like been how my recovery has been this last like 2 and a bit years. I've seen God work in my life. And when I came into these rooms in 2011, I just wanted to stop using. I didn't really want to stop. I just wanted the consequences to go away. I wanted the pain to go away, but I wanted the fun to come back, and the fun hadn't been there since at least 4 years before then. And my life is completely different to what I expected when I first came in here. I have a relationship with the God of my understanding, which is not something I wanted. And I'm free. Like, I wake up in the morning and I don't have to use. I don't have to worry about how am I going to score. I don't have to, make sure no one else is awake so I can steal stuff. I don't have to do any of that. And I didn't have to do much to get that, you know. I literally just had to come here and put a little bit of work in. But from what I've had to put in, is like, it doesn't add up to me. And I can only attribute that to God. I grew up in a very normal family, very middle class. No one in my family is addicts or alcoholics. So when I was a problem, no one really understood what was going on. And I can just imagine how difficult that must be to deal with. And that stuff that I've learned through going through the steps and doing amends, I see the pain that this disease has caused other people. And I see how it affects me now when people that I love die or keep relapsing, or, you know, I feel that pain now. I grew up in a very normal family, and I remember from a young age that I always thought that I could have better than what I had. I wished my family lived in a different country. I wished I had a brother rather than a sister. I wished my parents were different. So everything I had, I wasn't happy with, and I thought it could be better. And I remember when I started drinking and using that, it was something that I really enjoyed, and it was something that I thought I could be really good at. And it made me feel alive. It made me feel like it didn't matter what I did, because I felt okay and I felt connected to something. It wasn't necessarily everyone around me. Certain drugs obviously did that to me, but, you know, I felt happy and I felt connected. And I just chased that, you know. And I remember that I wasn't really good at sports. I wasn't really good at academics. I didn't really have dreams and goals. But when I started drinking and using, that was something that I knew that I wanted as part of my life, you know. I didn't make a decision. It was just something that I was cool, this is what people do. This is what I do. And I kind of wore it like a badge of honor. And my I carried on drinking and using like pretty much throughout school and when I left school and started studying. And what started happening was that I would give more and more of my life and myself to what the drugs wanted, you know. So if people were like saying that I was like messy when I got drunk, or you know, I used too much, or I was a bit rude, or you know, then they would be removed from my life because the drugs and the alcohol were way more important. And so towards the end of my using and drinking, I had very few friends, I had been kicked out of home. I was living in really cheap like accommodation. It was like what would be equivalent to maybe like I don't know, like 50p a night kind of room with no running water and no like ablution blocks. It was just like, you know, what I could get by on. And I kept on going in and out of treatment centers, and it would be to try and just stop for to get things like slow down a bit, and so that I could come out and, you know, use successfully, or stop the hard stuff and just maybe drink and use what I thought was like not so hard stuff. And I could never do that. I remember one of the last times I went into rehab, I came out and I think like 2 weeks later I was arrested for scoring. And it was just like that's what kept on happening. And I just thought that like when it got like really, really bad, like then I would stop. I don't know what I thought really, really bad was, because like, you know, it was pretty bad for me. And I couldn't stop, you know. I'd keep saying to myself I'd stop, or I'd keep making promises to my parents, but like I didn't really mean it deep down inside. I was just like, I could see no other way out. And eventually I ended up going into a treatment center that had H&I coming in, and that was the first time I'd been introduced to NA. And I realized that I had to start going to meetings, and I was dating a guy at the time we obviously used together, and we'd been dating for about 5 years, and he was the problem, right? So I broke up with him and I started going to NA. And obviously I had not many friends, like, you know, everyone I knew was using still. So I made like all these new friends, and I started dating someone in the fellowship, and I got a sponsor and I started doing the steps, and I was like, cool, I'll be like a studious person, you know, I know how to do this, I know how to, like, you give me the suggestions, I'll do them. And I think it was about 7 months clean, and the guy that I'd been dating and broke up with, who was the problem, overdosed and died. And I had nothing I had no foundation, I had no solution. My higher power was my boyfriend, and like, so what did I do? I used. And my thinking was that I'll just use just for today, and then tomorrow I'll start like back in the program and everything will be fine. But I'm powerless over this, right? So as soon as I pick up, I can't stop. Like, I remember I drank thinking it'll be better if I just drink, but as soon as I drink, I want to use. That's what I do. Like, and I was using again, and I was sent off to rehab, and I came out and I thought, like, this is what I'll do. I know what I need to do. I need to like get involved in the program. I got involved in the program again, got a boyfriend in the fellowship, and you know, I got a sponsor. I started studying. I got all the things, right, that are going to make me okay and make me feel better. And 3.5 years later, that boyfriend broke up with me, and basically my higher power walked out the door, and I had nothing. So what did I do? I picked up again, and I went to a meeting and picked up another higher power. And this, it was the same story. And for 2.5 years, I would try and get like a couple of, I would get some like clean time, or it wasn't even recovery. It was just like, you know, like white knuckling my way through, like, oh, I can do this, I can do this, see? And then like proving to myself that I can do it and that it's okay to go use for a bit. And then I'll just come back. But it was harder and harder to keep coming back. And the last time I used, I woke up, I had OD'd. The guy that I was seeing, the higher power that I met in NA, I woke up and he had overdosed and died. And I was like, and I didn't, I was in some like room in like some like dealer's house who I didn't know, all my stuff had been stolen. And I was like, fuck, this is where I'm at again. And I remember saying to my friend like a few days before that, because I just picked, like just started using my drug of choice again. And I said to her, I'm gonna stop when the consequences get really bad, because the consequences right now aren't that bad. And for me, I was like, I didn't really know what to do. And it was the first kind of surrender that like, I can't do this. I can't like will my way through this. You know, I kind of got it. I didn't really know like what to do. So I kind of like just started really small. 3 minutes? 1.5? 3.5. 3.5, sorry. So I started like just doing what someone else suggested, because before that I had just done what someone suggested and then my way. You know, like I'll do it for a year and then I'll get a boyfriend and start like working this program my way. And it just didn't work. I had to like completely surrender. And I was fucking scared, you know, because I was like, this program doesn't work. Like, clearly it doesn't work. Like, maybe it works for other people. Maybe, like, I don't know what needs to happen. But I just started doing things and I started seeing how, like, my higher power just moved into my life and, like, I was kind of, like, protected. Like, I didn't want to stop. I just wanted to not feel. And basically, I wanted to die. But my mother was around me. I had friends in the fellowship around me, taking me to meetings. And slowly, like after a week, I didn't want to die and I didn't want to use as much, you know. And then 3 months later, I was like okay-ish and I didn't want to use at all, you know. And that's kind of how my recovery's been. I kind of just have had to like put the work in and kind of just have like immense amount of faith that like it's going to be okay. And that's caused me to have a huge amount of faith, because I have seen that I've just had to like have faith and things change. Like coming here to another country was also a huge like leap of faith. I didn't know anyone. I wasn't coming for a job or for another higher power. I was literally just like coming here to like take a leap of faith. And it's like being the same, you know. My higher power, just like the more I allow God to work in my life, the more God does. You know, I kind of, and this program has shown me that and taught me that. And yeah, I think I'm going to leave it there. Thank you.